Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, first name Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. The date evaluation, July 5th, 2022, date of birth, October 28th, 1964, the referring physician, disability and social service, the chief complaint, 57-year-old male seen for disability evaluation, the HBI, it's noted the patient is a 57-year-old male, bad history of congestive heart failure, period. He first developed symptoms approximately 5 years earlier, period. He stated that he had developed chest pain, period. He was subsequently found to have left ventricle ejection fraction of 12-15%. He then required an AICD, period. He was felt to have cardiomyopathy secondary to amphetamine. He had subsequently discontinued use of amphetamines with subsequent improvement in his left ventricle ejection fraction, period. He stated that he has had several episodes where his heart has stopped, most recently in January of 2022, period. He reports dyspnea at half-1 block, period. He denies symptoms of orthopnea, period. The past medical history, 1 diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number cardiomyopathy, next number chronic systolic heart failure, the past surgical history, AICD, next number left heart catheterization, next number umbilical hernia surgery, and next number he reports cholecystectomy, next number growth on his back, it was removed, medications, bumetanide, 1 milligram one time weekly, metformin ER, 750 milligrams, take 2 QAM, metoprolol ER, 200 milligrams one daily, bupropion XL, 300 milligrams one daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Jardiance, 10 milligrams one daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams one daily, spironolactone, 25 milligrams half daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams one daily. Allergies, morphine results in hallucination, gabapentin results in mood changes, family history, father died of lung cancer, social history, he smokes half pack per day, period. He reports prior amphetamine use, but none in 4-5 years. He reports history of alcohol use, but states that he has not used in the last month, period. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports weight gain, he reports no generalized weakness or fatigue, skin unremarkable, head, he reports trauma to the head, secondary to syncope. He stated that he last passed out in June of 2022. Eyes, he has impaired vision. Nose, there is no deafness or tinnitus. Correction, ears, there is no deafness or tinnitus. Nose, no decreased smell or bleeding. Oral cavity, he is edentulous and wears dentures. Respiratory, he has cough. Cardiac, he reports palpitations. He has history of syncope. Gastrointestinal, he has no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, melena. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Musculoskeletal, he reports joint pains, period. He reports having received COVID vaccination times two. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 116/77, pulse 75, respiratory rate 16, height 68.5 inches, weight 261.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. The vision, left eye 20/50, right eye 20/30, both eyes 20/20, oral cavity, he has dentures, neck is supple, no adenopathy, no thyroidomegaly, lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, no S3 is noted, pacemaker pocket /AICD pocket noted to be present, abdomen is obese, no masses or tenderness noted, no organic is present. Back, no CVAT. Genitourinary deferred. Skin, there is chronic stasis, dermatitis of the lower extremities. Extremities otherwise reveal trace -1 plus spilling edema. Skin further significant for the presence of tattoos on the arms bilaterally. The impression, this is a 57-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure and chronic systolic heart failure, period. He was noted to have had improvement in his EF, period. However, he reports several episodes of syncope, period. He has history of diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, period. The etiology of his syncope is unclear, but most likely is related to underlying left ventricular dysfunction and cardiomyopathy, period. The patient has symptoms of dyspnea with minimal activity, period. He has findings of chronic stasis dermatitis and findings of congestive heart failure, period. Patient has ongoing symptoms. He is unable to perform form task which requires significant lifting, carrying, or pushing, period. Functionally, he is categorized New York Heart Association Class 2-3. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation.